愿大家平安。
Peace be among everyone.
今天早上要跟大家一起来查考，神是信实的。
This morning I'd like to study the topic of God is faithful with everyone.
对神的认识，这是信仰一个非常重要的功课。
It is very important lesson for us to understand God.
就是知道我们所拜的神是怎么样的一位神。
We have to understand the God that we worship and what kind of God He is.
每一个人在结婚之前，大概都想要了解他的配偶是怎样的一位。
I'm sure everyone before you marry someone, you would like to find out a little bit more about your spouse.
那我们觉得放心了，我们才能够跟我们配偶结婚，成为一生的一个盟约。
And when we are at rest in our understanding of our spouse, then we are able to commit our whole life to marry our spouse.
但是很多婚姻的结束，大概也是因为对配偶的失望。
However, a lot of the divorces are probably caused by lack of understandings of each other.
有的人恋爱七年，结婚六个月，婚姻就结束了。
That's why you see a lot of people, they may date for 6 or 7 years, but only 6 months into their marriage, they divorce.
那我们跟神的关系就是一种婚约。
And our relationships with God is like a marriage.
那每一个人要接受主之前，要认识我们的主是谁。
So every one of us, before we receive God, we have to understand God.
那每一次我们对神有更深刻的认识，我们越发现感谢神，我能够认识他，我能够敬拜他。
And every time we discover more or deeper understanding of God, then we will thank God because He has given us more insight of Him.
神是超越人的。
Because God surpasses humans.
神的美善是我们在人世间没有可以比较的。
And the wonderfulness of God is not something we can compare with in this world.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
16节17节。
16 and 17.
雅各书第一章的16节17节。
James chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
第一章16节。
James chapter 1 verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。17节。
17.
各样美善的恩赐跟各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
16. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
这个16节说不要看错了。
16, it tells us, do not be deceived.
什么叫做看错了？
What does it mean by being deceived?
如果我们对神的了解跟17节不一样，我们就看错了。
If our understanding of God is different from what is described in verse 17, then we have been deceived.
17节说，各样美善的恩赐跟全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
Verse 17, it tells us, every good and perfect gift is from above.
这个上头就是指着神。
Above meaning God.
一切美的，一切全备的，是从神来的。
Therefore, everything good, everything perfect is from God.
所以神是美的跟全备的来源。
So God is the source of all that's good and perfect.
我们在生活当中都一直在追求美善跟全备的。
In our daily living, we all pursue after what is good and perfect.
但是如果我们没有追求神，
But if we don't pursue after God,
我们还没有抓到那个美善最重要的根源。
Then we have not grasped the source of good and perfect.
那再倒过来说，
on the other hand,
如果我们真的找到神，
if we truly found God,
很诚心、很专心的去追求他，
and we've been very zealous in searching and pursuing after Him,
那我们的生活就会充满美善，会充满全备。
Then our lives will be filled with goodness and perfection.
那这里说他是众光之父。
And here it says that he is the father of heavenly light.
在他没有黑暗。
And in him there are no darkness.
他是光的来源。
Because he is the source of light.
那更重要是他没有改变。
More importantly, he does not change.
神不像人。
God is not like us.
人一直在改变。
We change.
但是神不改变。
God does not change.
神的本性不改变。
God's nature does not change.
神的 全能不改变。
God's powers does not change.
神的应许不改变。
And the promises of God.
所以这位神才能够真的成为我们的依靠。
Therefore, only God can be our true reliance.
那生命记里面在描写神一个很重要的特性。
In Deuteronomy, it describes a very important character of God.
就是他的信实。
Which is his faithfulness.
我们看生命记的第七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
好，生命记的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
啊，第七章的第七节。
Chapter 7, verse 7.
这里说，主啊，生命记第七章的第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7.
这里说主专爱你们拣选你们并非因为你们的人数多于别民原来你们在你们的人数在万民中是最少的第八节
Verse 8
只因为主爱你们又要守他向你们列祖所起的誓就用大能的手领你们出埃及从为奴之家赎你们脱离埃及王法老的手第九节
Verse 9
所以你们要知道耶和华你的神他是神是信实的神像爱他守他诫命的人守施慈爱直到千代
Verse 7 The Lord did not set his affection on you and chose you because you were more numerous than other people for you were the fewest of all peoples Verse 8 But it was because the Lord loved you andkept the oath he swore to you, to your forefathers, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands.
这段圣经摩西告诉以色列百姓
I mean, these few verses, Moses told Israelites
说神特别爱你们
that God truly loves you.
不是因为你们人数比别人多。
He loves you not because you are more numerous than other people.
其实他人数是最少的。
Rather, they were among the fewest of all peoples.
那在其他的圣经节说，神爱我们，以色列百姓也不是因为他们比别人好。
And in other verses of the Bible also says God loved the Israelites and us not because they were better than other people.
也就是说神拣选以色列百姓归属于他那个原因不是因为以色列百姓有什么条件蒙神看重。
In other words, God chose the Israelites not because they had some quality of them that's better than others.
那到底为什么神特别爱他们?
So therefore, why did God set them apart and love them more?
在第八节这样讲。
Verse 8 it says,
要守他向你们列祖所起的誓
is because he kept the oath he swore to your forefathers.
因为神向亚伯兰说过
because God said to Abraham before,
我要拣选你
that
你的后裔要成为大国
choose you and that your descendants will become a great nation.
那你要承受这个流奶与蜜之地
and you will inherit the land of honey.
那这是神向亚伯兰的应许。
And that was the promise God had for Abraham.
那到了摩西那个世代，这个应许已经经过至少500年以上。
And from that time to Moses' time, about 500 years has passed.
因为雅各带领全家70个人下埃及差不多有450年。
And Jacob took his family to Egypt, and they were there about 450 years.
那神是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的神，所以这个亚伯兰是雅各的公公。
And Abraham, God is Abraham, Jacob's and Isaac's son, and Abraham is the grandfather of Jacob.
所以神给亚伯兰应许大概在这个时候已经超过500年。
So that promise of God towards Abraham has passed about 500 years.
我们知道500年很久啊。
To us, 500 years is quite a long time.
我们几年前讲过的话，我们都忘记了。
We may forget a few words we said a couple years ago.
有时候我们昨天讲的话我们就忘记了。
Even we might forget something we said yesterday.
有时候我们跟人的承诺啊，时间一过我们就忘记了。
Some of our promises and oaths that we make for other people, after time we forget about them.
但是神对亚伯兰的应许五百年以后他没有忘记。
After 500 years, God still remembered his oath to Abraham.
所以神特别把以色列百姓带出来。
That is why God saved the Israelites out of slavery.
所以圣经里面有好几次说神纪念亚伯拉罕。
In the Bible, numerous times it says that God remembered Abraham.
亚伯拉罕已经死了很久，神还纪念他。
After Abraham had passed away for quite a long time, God still remembers him.
为什么神会纪念这个死了很久的亚伯拉罕呢？
And why is it that God remembered Abraham who has passed for a while already?
因为神跟他立约。
That is because God set a promise with Abraham.
祝福他的后代。
That God shall bless his descendants.
所以第九节这样说。
That's why in verse 9 it tells us.
要知道你的神他是信实的像爱他守诫命的守约是慈爱。
That know therefore that your God, he is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations.
这里说神是信实的。
Here it says God is faithful.
神是信用的。
He is faithful.
他是永远不会改变的。
He shall never change.
他的应许是绝对会实现的。
And his promise to you, he will keep.
只要我们爱他，守他的诫命。
As long as we love him and keep his commands.
所以我们一生能够认识这一位神是最大的恩典。
So, in our lifetime, the fact that we are able to understand God, that's our greatest blessing.
因为他对我们有很多的应许。
Because he will have a lot of promises for us.
本身不会违背他自己的应许。
And he will not back out of his promises.
圣经说他不能够背乎自己。
In the Bible it says, he cannot go back on his own promises.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
11节。
Verse 11.
提摩太后书二章十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。十二节。
12.
我们若能忍耐，也和必他一同作王。我们若不认识他，他也必不认识我们。十三节。
13.
我们纵然失信，他仍然可信，因为他不能够背乎自己。
Verse 11. Here's a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
这个十一节说有可信的话说，就是说这个是绝对你可以相信的。
In verse 11, it says, these few verses are trustworthy.
就是这个绝对不会改变的。
Because they will not change.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
It says that if we died with Jesus, we shall also live with him.
我们人有很多不同的死法。
There's a lot of ways we can die.
我们最希望就是我们能够享受我们美满的生活，到年纪大的时候寿终正寝。
Of course, we wish that we can live a wonderful and long life and based on old age.
但是圣经里面有一种死法，就是为基督而死。
But in the Bible, there's a way that we can die, which is to die for the Lord.
所以古圣徒死的都很悲惨。
And that's why a lot of the disciples and the old saints died in a very pitiful way.
那他们为什么愿意把自己的生命都付出去为着主耶稣而死呢？
Why were they able to sacrifice their lives to die for Lord Jesus Christ?
因为圣经说我们若与基督同死也必与他同活。
Because the Bible says that if we died with Jesus Christ, we will also live with him.
主耶稣说你如果为我丧失生命你要得到生命。
Jesus says, if you sacrifice your lives for me, then you shall receive life.
那这句话是信实的，是信用的。
This is something that he promised. It's something that's a faith.
所以才有这么多人愿意为主耶稣牺牲，甚至牺牲生命。
That is why many numerous people are willing to lay down their lives for Jesus Christ.
因为根据主的应许，你如果为他死，你将来在天国要跟他在一起。
Because according to Jesus' promise, that if you're willing to lay down your life for him, then you shall receive life in the heavenly kingdom.
所以最有价值的死是为主耶稣死。
Therefore, the most precious way of dying is to die for Jesus Christ.
大家都要死。
Every one of us shall die one day.
没有一个人有一个幻想，我不会死。
No one shall escape death.
但是最有价值是为主耶稣死。
But the most precious way that you can die is to die for Jesus Christ.
斯蒂凡被人用石头打死的时候，
Stephen, when he was stoned to death,
他看见天开了。
He saw the heaven opened up.
耶稣站在神的右边等他回去。
And Jesus was standing on the right hand side of God, waiting for him, welcoming him.
所以神是信实的。
Because, so God is faithful.
当他按着主讲的话，为着主失掉生命，神等他回去，带他回去。
When he did as what Jesus told him to do and kept his word, and God took him back. Jesus took him back.
有哪一个人世间的投资，当我们要离世的时候，我们不会感觉到虚空呢？
What kind of investment that you can make in this world that will not make you feel vain before you die?
一分钱你都带不走。
Because you cannot take one single penny with you after you pass.
但是当我们为着主耶稣所投入的每一个时刻、每一滴眼泪、每一块钱都不会虚空的。
But our every sweat, every effort, every penny that we spent towards the cause of Jesus Christ, those are not going to be in vain.
因为他是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
我们爱他，他一定爱我们。
When we love him, he shall repay our love.
所以十二节说，我们如果能够忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
In verse 2 it says, if we endure, we will also reign with him.
作王是最后的荣耀，最大的荣耀。
To reign is the ultimate glory that we shall receive.
为什么大家一直努力在公司里面阶梯要一直爬呢？
Why are people striving really hard in companies to try to climb that ladder?
这个不是在某种的程度我们想要比别人更高吗？
Isn't it because of the desire of wanting to surpass other people?
但是有一天我们要跟主耶稣在天上一起坐王。
One day here it says that we shall reign with Jesus Christ in the heavenly kingdom.
但是在达到那个程度之前我们要忍耐。
But before we achieve that level, here it tells us that we have to endure.
就是为着我们的信仰，要完成神托付我们的工作，我们要忍耐。
For the sake of our faith, we have to carry out the tasks in life for us according to Jesus Christ.
这个世代谁都不愿意牺牲。
In this society, no one likes to endure or sacrifice
themselves. 如果我们牺牲，我们讲求有什么赔偿、报偿。
When we are wronged or we are a sacrifice for something, we ask for repayment.
那为什么我们在信仰上、在教会上，我们的牺牲，我们不需要求报偿？
But then why is it that in our spiritual life, in our faith, when we sacrifice, we don't ask for any repayment from God?
因为我们知道，
because we know this.
我们如果为着他牺牲、忍耐，我们要跟他一起作王，得荣耀、得报偿。
That if we endure for Jesus Christ, we shall one day reign with him in the heavenly kingdom.
他是信实的。
God is faithful.
这句话是确定的。
So this statement is true.
你照着这个程式活下去，你一定会收他所应许的。
If we live our lives according to the formulas given by the Bible, then we will receive what it's promised to us.
那十二节说，我们若不认识他，他也不认识我们。
Verse 12 also says that if we disown him, he will also disown us.
如果我以主耶稣为耻，我为自己活，那主耶稣也不认识我们。
If we live for ourselves only, then Jesus will also not look upon us and care about us.
但十三节说，
But verse 13
我们纵然失信，他仍然可信。
If we are faithless, he will remain faithful.
所以人常常会失信，但是神永远是可信的。
A lot of times we lose our faith, but God is always faithful.
所以人常常对人失望，因为人会失信。
And that's why we oftentimes lose hope in other people, because we are faithless.
但是神是可信的。
But God is reliable, and God is faithful.
他不能够违背他自己。
He cannot disown himself.
因为神是真实的。
Because God is a true God.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
所以他是绝对可信的。
Therefore, he is trustworthy and he is reliable.
因此后来到生命记里面，出埃及记里面，我们看到神后悔了。
book of Exodus, we can tell that at the end God has regrets.
我们就知道神为什么会后悔呢？后悔应该是做错事情才会后悔。
How can God regret? Because when you regret, that means you did something wrong.
但是圣经里面讲神的后悔，不是指的神做错事情。
But in the Bible, when it refers to God was regretting, it does not mean that he did something wrong.
我们看出埃及记三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
十三节。
Verse 13.
从十一节开始。
Starting from verse 11.
好，摩西便恳求神他的神。主啊，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大能大力的手从埃及地领出来的。十二节。
12.
你为什么使埃及人议论说，他领他们出去是要降祸于他们，在山中，将他们从地上除灭呢？求你转意，不发烈怒，后悔不降祸于你的百姓。十三节。
13.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，曾指着自己起誓说，我必使你的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我的应许这全地必要给你的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。十四节。
14.
说于是神后悔不将所说的灾祸降于以色列百姓。圣经里面讲神是忌邪的神。
And here, it tells us God is, God is a jealous God.
那也我们从英文再翻过来，神是嫉妒的神。
God is a jealous God.
那神最嫉妒的一件事情是什么？
What is the one thing that God will be jealous of the most?
我们很容易想想看，你如果结婚了，你最嫉妒的一件事是什么？
That's very simple. If you think about your own marriage, after being married, what is the most one thing that will give you the most jealousy?
就是你的配偶对你没有兴趣，再找另外一个异性。
It's probably if your spouse is unfaithful to you.
那神最嫉妒的一件事情就是以色列百姓拜偶像。
So God is the most jealous when the Israelites worships other gods.
所以神在山上，以色列百姓在山下拜偶像。
So when God was on the mountain, the Israelites at the foot of the mountain was.
他们看到神这么多的作为，他们每一天吃神所降下来的玛瑙，但是对神不信。
After seeing all the miracles. Performed by God after seeing eating manna every day given by God, but they lost their faith.
所以神打算全部打扮把杀掉，要从摩西的先祖后代来。
So God decided to kill all of them, starting from the descendants of Moses.
不是神没有爱，是因为他们罪太严重。
It wasn't because God did not have love; it was because the Israelites' sins were too great.
但是摩西向神祷告。
But Moses prayed to God.
那摩西主要的祷告就是神啊，你如果这样做啊，你是信实的吗？
He prayed to God that if he did as you are about to, if you do the things that you're about to do, are you faithful God?
因为你曾应许亚伯拉罕说他的后裔要成为后代啊，大国。
Because you have promised Abraham that his descendants shall become numerous and shall become a great nation.
所以神就后悔。
So God relented.
所以他就想到他自己的信实，他对亚伯兰的应许，所以他就改变，不降灾祸。
After seeing, after remembering his promises towards Abraham, after recognizing that he has to be faithful, therefore he regret and was relented.
所以神的后悔是出于他的信实，神的后悔是出于他的怜悯，神的后悔不是因为人没有罪不应该受罚。
Therefore, his relent in this case came from his faithfulness. His relent came from his mercy, not because the Israelites did not have any sins.
那后来在我们看旧约时代里面呢，以色列百姓对神的态度反反复复。
And in the Old Testament, we can see that the Israelites' faith towards God wavers up and down, back and forth.
神真的很爱他们。
God truly loves them.
所以神要把他们叫醒过来，所以他们能够回归来承受神给他们的福分。
And God wanted to wake them up from their faith so that they could truly receive the promises that God has in store for them.
最后一个方法。
So the final method.
就是被掳到巴比伦。
And it's to be enslaved.
圣殿被拆毁。
And their holy temple was destroyed.
圣城被火焚烧。
And your holy city was burned.
但是神不是要灭绝他们。
God did not let them be totally destroyed.
神要叫他们回头。
God did so that they could repent.
好，我们去看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn to Lamentations chapter 3.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
第三章二十二节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 2.
二十二节
Excuse me, verse 22.
我们不至于消灭，是出于主诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。二十三节
Verse 23.
每早晨这都是新的，他的诚实极其广大。二十四节
24.
我心里说，神是我的份，因此我要仰望他。在最痛苦当中
In their suffering,
耶利米很有信心，我不至于消灭。
Jeremiah has faith that he shall not be perished.
因为神有诸般的慈爱，所以神不会把我灭掉。
Because God has a mercy, he had faith in God that he shall not totally destroy him.
二十三节
Verse 23.
第三章二十三节。
23 it says they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness.
这里说你的信实何其的广大。
Here it says that God's faith is great.
那每天早晨这都是新的。
And every morning they are new.
所以在一个人最痛苦的时候，他发现神的慈爱每一天都是新的，神的信实每天都是新的，所以靠着神的信实神的慈爱他不至于绝望。
When he was in his most painful time, he found that God's faithfulness is new every day. His mercy is new every day. So because of that, he was able to sustain himself.
所以后来神就带领他们回来，就开始施恩祝福给他们。
And after that, God has led them back and started to bless them again.
所以有时候我们在受苦当中，我们要仰望神的信实。
So when we are in sorrow, when we are in trouble, we have to rely on God's faithfulness.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
十三节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书第十章的十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能够受的，神是信实的。必要叫你们受的试探，不叫你们受的试探过于能够忍受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
Verse 13, no temptation has seized you except what is common to men, and God is faithful, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
这里讲这个试探，在原文跟试炼是同一个字。
Here, word temptation is the same word in Latin as trials.
这里说我们所受过的试炼，无非是我们所能够受的。
And here it says the temptation that we shall receive is common to men.
那接下去说神是信实的。
And then it goes on and says that God is faithful.
也就是说，这个讲的话你绝对可以信的。
Again, what is about to be said in here is reliable.
神不会叫我们受的试探过于我们所能够受的。
It says that God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
如果你能够担一百磅
，If you can carry 100 pounds,
你到八十磅的时候，可能你觉得说，哇，这担子已经很重了。
But when you carry something that's about 80 pounds, you may feel that's heavy enough more than I can bear.
在神看起来，你还可以担二十磅。
But to God, you can have carry additional 20 more pounds.
但是当你的担子达到100磅，你已经没有办法承受。
But when your load is at 100 pounds, you cannot sustain it anymore.
那神是信实的，他要开一条路给你走。
And God is faithful, therefore He shall provide a way out for you.
所以我们在约伯记里面看到约伯真的很痛苦。
In the book of Job, we can see that Job suffered greatly.
但是我们看神是信实的。
But we can also see that God is faithful.
在他最痛苦的时候，神就给他开一条路。
At the moment of his highest despair, God provided a way out for him.
以后神给他的祝福都是加倍。
And because of that, God doubled and tripled blessed him.
所以人生受苦是难免的。
It is inevitable that we shall go under temptations and trials.
但是受苦当中我们有一个盼望，有一个依靠。
But we will have reliance, we will have a hope in our trials and temptations.
就是这位信实的神，他会给我们开一条路。
And it is from the faithful God, and he shall provide a way out for us.
他不会让我们担的担子过于我们所能够承担的。
He will not tempt us or have us carry loads more than we can bear.
因此我们人活在世界上，如果有神，就有路可走。
So if we live in this world with God in our lives, then we will have a way out of
everything. 这里说给你开一条路啊，就是有路，你不会遇到绝境。
The Bible says that God will always have a way out for us, therefore we will not encounter a dead end.
因为我们的天父这么爱我们，怎么会让你生活遇到绝境没路走呢？这个违反他的本性。
Our Heavenly Father loves us so much that of course he's going to have provide a way out for us. If he doesn't, that's against his character and nature.
但是基本的前提是我们要对他忠心。
But the fundamental is, the main point is that we have to have faith in him.
你如果对他忠心，神是信实的，一定会带领你的路。
Also, we have to be loyal to him, and God is faithful, therefore he will help us.
所以我们在遇到困难当中，最重要不要检讨神。哎，神是不是这样子的？我看我们有没有忠心。你如果忠心，一定有路可以走。
And if we encounter problems, let us not judge God and criticize God, but rather we have to criticize ourselves and evaluate ourselves.
我们再看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰一书第一章的第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
有时候我们做基督徒也会有一个经验，就是因为我们一直讲要追求属灵的进步，但是反而每天过得不是很喜乐。
As Christians, we may all have experienced this once, that we find ourselves pursuing after worldly matters and not be able to achieve and feel painful and sorrow in doing so.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
因为我们常常对自己很失望。
A lot of times we are very disappointed at ourselves.
因为很多的小罪我们不应该犯，一直在犯。
Because there are a lot of little sins that we continuously commit.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
他说，我们若认自己的罪，然后神必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, God shall forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书里面在讲罪有两种。
In 1 John, it talks about two types of sins.
一个是致死的罪。
One is the mortal sin.
在第五章说，不应当说为这个罪祈求。
And in verse 5, it says that there's nothing we canask or do about these type of sins.
这个是指的故意去犯很严重的罪，杀人的、放火的、拜偶像的、犯奸淫、行邪术，这个一般人都不会做的。
And these are referring to those sins that we do it on purpose, like killing someone, murdering someone, worshipping idol, worshipping heresies.
但是有时候我们因为一时软弱，我们有一些罪没有办法控制，你就去犯了。
But on the other hand, sometimes we cannot control ourselves and make a mistake and commit a sin.
怎么办？
Then what shall we do?
难道我们天天要有罪恶感吗？
Shall we always feel a sense of sinfulness?
如果我们常常有罪恶感，我们怎么能够喜乐呢？
If we always feel sinful, then how can we be happy?
这里说神是信实的。
And here it tells us God is faithful.
那我们如果承认自己的罪，
If we confess our sins,
来到神面前用一颗忧伤的心告诉主，主我错了，我有罪，赦免我。
And if we come to God, stand in front of him with a repentful heart and confess of our sins.
求你帮助我，让我不会再犯。
We ask God to help us so that we may prevent ourselves from sinning again.
那神就要赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Then God shall forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这个是用神的信实讲的。
This is said with the faithfulness of God in mind.
就是这是真的，我们要相信。
Therefore, it's real and it's something that we can trust.
所以只要悔改，神赦免我们，我们过去的罪就让它过去。在基督里我们往前看，一切都是新的。
So we must confess our sins, we have to examine ourselves, and we will be forgiven of our sins, and everything will start over.
彼得否定耶稣三次，有哪一个罪比这个更深呢？
Peter denied Jesus three times. Of all the sins, what other sins are greater and more worse than that?
但是当彼得看到那个十字架，他真的没有力量能够逼那个十字架。
But when Jesus saw the cross,he did not, indeed, he did not have strength in him to carry that cross.
他痛哭，主就赦免他的罪。
He wept bitterly and repented, and God forgave him.
所以我们看，主耶稣复活以后，他重新开始。
So we can see that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he lived a new life.
因为主耶稣赦免他，使他感觉到神的爱更深刻。
And because of the fact that God forgave him of his sins,he was touched more by the love and experienced more of God's love.
那这一位主现在成为一个大祭司。
And this Lord became a great prophet now.
High priest. 我们看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
十七节。
Verse 17.
希伯来书第二章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17.
所以他凡事与他的弟兄相同，要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献挽回祭。第十八节。
Verse 18.
自己既然被受试炼受苦，就能够搭救被试探的人。
17. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. 18. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣是一个慈悲又信实的大祭司。
The Bible tells us Lord Jesus Christ is a merciful and faithful high priest.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
他很忠心地在尽他的职分，天天在为我们代祷。
And he very loyally carried out his task, which is to intercede for us.
所以凡是信靠他的主耶稣一定要拯救到底。
That's why those who has faith in him will be saved till the end.
所以今天我们信仰遇到软弱，有主耶稣这大祭司为我们代求。
So today when we encounter weakness and disparity, we will know that we have this high priest, Lord Jesus Christ, praying for us.
我们只贪官无惧来到他的面前，告诉他我们的困难，我们的软弱。
We confess everything and leave nothing in secret.And we lay everything out in front of Jesus.
他是信实的，他要拯救到底。
He is a faithful God, and he shall save us till the end.
所以我们人活在这个世界上，真的，我们对神要认识，而且要真的很相信他。
So we live in this world, we must have a true understanding of God. We must have a faith in God.
因为我们最后要从他得到一个最确定神应许我们就是永远的盼望。
Because at the end we shall receive the most certain promise salvation of God.
好，我们现在再来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书哈。
Excuse me, Second Thessalonians.
第三章。
Verse 3.
第三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
神要坚固我们，保护我们脱离那恶者。
The Lord will strengthen us and protect us from the evil one.
我们知道魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子到处游行。
We know that Satan is like the roaring lion roaming around this land.
在寻找可吞吃的人。
Searching for someone he can devour.
那我们有没有看到魔鬼在吞吃人呢？
Do we actually see Satan devouring people?
这是无形的。
That's something that we cannot see.
比方说一个人信主开始信仰很好很坚强很热心。
For example, a person who just baptized and are perhaps have good faith.
但是你信到一半就不信了从教会消失了。
But after halfway into your journey of faith, you disappear and you do not come to church anymore.
那有的就被吞吃掉了。
So that means some of them are devoured by Satan.
那这个过程一定会有一些里面有一些困难在里面。
And of course, during this process, there must be reasons behind or difficulties behind.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us,
神要保守我们脱离那恶者。
God will strengthen us and protect us from the evil one.
那只要我们愿意很艰辛的依靠神。
As long as we're willing, and as long as we rely on God's faithfulness.
虽然我们遇到困难到最后你会发现神一直在带领我们的道路。
Even though we encounter problems or difficulties, but at the end we will find that God will provide us a way out.
所以我们如果对他忠心，你就可以看到神的信实。
So if we are loyal to God, then we shall see the true faithfulness of God.
他一定会拯救到底。
He shall save us till the end.
这个是用他的信实所说的。
And this is said, considering his faithfulness.
因此如果一个人信到最后信仰没有了这不是神不要他神是慈爱的神神怎么会不要我们
A person that departs from the church is not because God does not want this person.
神希望每一个人能够得救
God wishes everyone to be saved.
这个常常是因为我们选择离开了神
Many times this happens because that person chooses something else more than God.
可能人跟人的摩擦或者对环境的不满或者怎样是我们离开的神。
It may be for the reasons of conflicts between other members or conflicts in their own life.
但是如果我们愿意来亲近他神是信实的你一定可以看到神在带领你保守你。
But if you are able, if you are willing to draw close to him, then you shall receive God's faithfulness, you shall receive his help.
所以我们要对我们所信的神呢，相信坚决的相信他是慈爱的，守约的，是信实的。
So we have to believe in our God, we have to believe that he is faithful, he is mercy.
他是值得我们依靠的。
He is worthy of our reliance.
他愿意也，他也能够真的做我们的帮助。
He is willing and he is truly are able to become our helper.
今天下午我们再来从我们人这一方面来查考那怎么样叫做对神忠心
And this afternoon we will study how we can become faithful toward God.
因为这两个是互相呼应的
Because these two go in hand.
你如果对神忠心神绝对不会让你失望
When you are faithful to God, then God will be faithful back to you.
那如果我们体会到不到神的信实是因为我们不够忠心是问题在我们不在神
If we do not experience God's faithfulness, then the problem lies within us is because we have not shown enough faith.
So, 我们今天下午再来继续。
And that's a topic that we will discuss this afternoon.